This will be a public hearing on the issue of expand the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District Route 24 North Side annexation. A presentation will be made by Mr. Rob Davis from the Planning and Permits section of the County Engineering Office. After Mr. Davis makes his presentation and any questions are given to him by a councilman, we will then open the floor to members of the public to have questions, concerns, and make input. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
We're here this morning to consider an annexation and addition of an area to the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The area under consideration for annexation is shown in blue cross-hatching on your map. It's on the map in on the large map at the front. It's the yellow and tan cross-hatched area. It's located on the west side of Long Neck Road and south of Indian Mission Road. And for reference, this is the Long Neck Road. And the Wilmington Trust Bank is on this corner, and the Food Lion Shopping Center is over in this area. I previously presented the request to the County Council on September 19th, 2006, and received permission to prepare and post notices. The area proposed for annexation is contiguous to the existing Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The parcels are in an area known as Expansion 1 of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, and that area was adopted in 1993. The expansion area has included other annexations like the Peninsula Bay Farm, Back Bay Center, the Food Lion Center, and the Pines at Long Neck. Most of the area is in the area considered to be in the environmentally sensitive developing area, 600 feet, an area 600 feet west of Route 24. Service to the parcels is in harmony with present and future sewer planning for the area. Two developers are proposing three projects, and we received written requests from those developers to have the projects annexed into the Long Neck Sewer District. The three projects are Carillon Square, a large retail center of approximately 55,000 square feet. Bayshore 3, which will be a Peninsula nursing home and a medical facility. And the third development project is called DMR Center, a retail center of about 6,500 square feet. We included several additional parcels, five additional parcels as well in the expansion area. The additional parcels are intervening parcels, and they will be able to be served when the developers of the three projects extend sewer service to that side of Route 24. And they are four of the parcels are single family, parcels with single family dwellings on them. One is here. Two are here, the fourth one is here, and then the fifth parcel currently has a small mobile home park known as Timber Acres and comprised of about 20 mobile homes. The developer of Carillon Square will also be providing We're requiring them to provide laterals to two parcels, one on the corner and another smaller parcel that are already in the sewer district but have not yet been served. They were brought in as part of the expansion, one, I believe, when Food Line Shopping Center came in. In April of this year, Ms. Lena English, who's the owner of Timber Acres Mobile Home Park, said in a letter to us that she had been asked by a tenant to make a request for sewer service, that she would like sewer service when it was available. So we've included her in the expansion, and when the developer of Carillon Square makes the crossing of Route 24, they're going to be required to extend a sewer line down to her northeast corner of her property, and then she will be able to install pipelines on the park property and serve each of the individual mobile homes.
The developer's going to bring it down. Is he actually going to stop at her property line, and then she'll be required to run it the rest of the way? Is that what you're telling me? Or?
The developer will stop at her northeast property line, or northerly property line, right, and then she would be required to extend pipelines onto her property.
Okay.
She would put those in the collection system on her property. On November 16th, the area was posted in seven locations and eight locations in the existing district. Each property owner was mailed a public notice with a map. The public hearing notice was advertised on November 29th in the Sussex Post, and each of the additional property owners have been sent a letter outlining the obligations, requirements, and future sewer charges. And a notice was posted on Sussex County's website. No questions or comments or correspondence has been received on the proposed north side expansion, and we checked with mail this morning. Any questions?
Any questions by council? Is there any member of the public who is here who would like to be heard regarding the proposal to annex these properties into the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District? Yes, sir. Would you come forward, please, to the podium and state your name and your address before you make your statement?
My name is Willard Davis, and I live in Timber Acres. What I think most of us are concerned about is the time element, because our septic systems are, a lot of them have been there since that park has been built, and it's some of them are failing. And when you have to have your septic system pumped out four times in 4 months at $200 a shot, you want to come to council and find out when they're going to do this, right?
So are you saying that you would like it to be done sooner?
Well, they give us a time of 5 years approximately. Right, Ron? About before Carillon Square will be finished?
We don't know the exact schedule because the developer is doing the project, but I would think it would be less than 5 years, perhaps as early as maybe a year. Sewer service could be provided to the property line, and then.
Yeah, they're not going to hook it up.
Don't. Might be given a year.
It'll be the landowner.
They're just putting a connection there to your property line, and
you
guys then would have to get together and do the your own project.
Yeah.
But what he's implying here, he's not sure. It's the developer now has got the sewer ability the sewer capacity or whatever, the hookup or the ability to hook up, but no time frame
because they don't even have any permits.
He can sit there forever. They can just they've had the property rezoned. They can just speculate. They can sit there. The marketplace is slow right now. It may be 5 years. It may be 10 years. There's no requirements that they have to do something within a certain amount of time, right?
Correct.
So there's really no way anybody can tell you, except we're just guessing,
right,
when you will have the ability to hook up to any kind of sewer.
I requested some information from the sewer district about a lateral to the sewer across 24 right at Timber Acres.
Right, from the one that's already existing on the other side of the road.
Right, and I'm going to say, I talked between Rob and Mr. Ashman, I think his name is.
Archie.
Yeah.
Archie.
And they said that was a possibility, but that the owner had to have the main line and the piping and all the mobile homes ready to hook up when they made the crossing. Well, that's something that could happen a lot less than, say, 1 or 2 years. But the thing is, there's that property is quite large. We have a circle for a street, and we have 21 homes that are in there. It's the cost of a major line right down to the back side of the property in two or three places, whichever the county required, is going to be a lot more than the property owner, I assume, once they put in there. So what's happening is the law says that the owner will maintain and take care of the septic systems, and until such a time as the sewer comes into the project and we, the homeowners at that point, will be responsible to tie into it with some footage on the front and the direct tie-in from the house.
Right.
Well, the thing is, how do we get that started? If the
this, I think, is a process to provide sewer service to Timber Acres.
You have to be
pardon?
This is the process. We have to annex Timber Acres into the sewer district before the process can begin to extend service to that mobile home park.
Yeah, but it doesn't give them any kind of peace of mind that anything's going to ever happen, because they're contingent on Carrilla or whatever it is.
But there are no alternatives other than...
The alternative would be this, Jim. Do we have the ability to say, once we give this sewer service and expand this district, that they have to install the infrastructure by a certain date, whether they build anything or not? I think we do have the ability, because otherwise, this situation that has occurred time and time again in this county, where somebody else is waiting for this other developer, and they could sell and buy, and who knows what could happen with that project. It could be 10 years, never happen.
After this gentleman finishes, can we call on Mr. Davis again?
That's okay. Right. Yeah.
But do we have the
My name is Davis, and I'm not related to him.
Yeah.
I understand.
That's cool.
Emma? Anyway...
In other words, you want the service, but you want a date by which it would be provided.
Well, just something we can look at, you know.
Hard to plan if you don't have a date.
These septic systems, you know, can cost from $2,000 to $10,000. We got 21 of them in there.
Right.
You know, maybe 10 of them fails.
Do you own
a lot of money for a property owner right in that area?
Mr. Davis, do you own these parcels, or are they rented?
No,
rented
rent them.
You rent them. So there is one owner to all that?
Yes, and she's here.
Okay.
I believe. I don't think, yeah, she's here.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm sure she has something to say.
Well, your comments are certainly in the record, and can we ask Mr. Davis to respond?
Yes, you can, and I thank you for listening to me. And I guess I covered all my questions.
Thanks, sir. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Davis, before you do that, can we see if anyone else is here? Is there anyone else here from the public who would like to be heard regarding this application?
Come on up.
You can't see her, she's behind a pole.
But she's put her hand up, she's coming.
Come on down.
Yeah.
Now, this is like,
she don't have any.
Yes.
I want to say one thing.
Could you tell us your name?
Lena English.
Lena English.
And your address is?
You're the owner of Timber Acres.
Right. Right. The only reason I wrote that letter, because he said to me, either you put a new drain field in there, or we're gonna have to go sewer. Everybody pays for their own septic system, everybody pays for everything. I have my attorney now, told me that I rent just the ground, I'm responsible for nothing else. But I just sent the letter because he wanted it that way. Now, the thing I'm asking is, who pays for all the installation?
The property owner.
And how do I get my money back?
Your rents.
My rents run, let me tell you this, it's gonna shock you. My rents run from $1,531 to $2,197.69 a year, and I only raise 5% cap. And I'm not gonna stand that expense. Either the tenants can take it, and he's the only one that's having trouble.
It depends on how your leases are written. Maybe you can pass it on to your tenants.
Well, I got a 5% cap, and the only thing I can do is change it. But I don't know how they'd like paying 20% more than they're paying now. I don't think they'd like that, so. It's the only complaint I've had.
So you as a, let me ask you, that you as a property owner, do you desire to have sewer on your land, or do you not?
Not particularly, unless it's necessary, but we've only had one complaint. There's nobody else complaining about sewers.
You don't mind having it long as you don't pay for it.
Huh?
You don't mind having it. They have your permission to get it as long as you don't pay for it.
I didn't hear what you said.
They have your permission as property owner to get it as long as you don't pay for it.
That's right. That's correct. With that kind of rent, I can't afford to pay that.
Are your leases long term, or do you have
five
the ability
years.
You're
five
have
years.
Five so you can address your through your lease. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay. If you have any more questions, you can get in touch with me.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you want to ask her something?
I have a comment to make about what she said. Okay. Yeah, I have one comment to make. In the Long Neck Sewer District, we have a process where we bill tenants. And so we would bill the service charge and the front foot assessment to the tenants. And if the tenants do not pay, then after 30 days, then we send the bill to the property owner, because the property owner is where we can place the ultimate lien. So in this case, we would actually bill the tenants for the on a quarterly basis for their bills. There is a connection charge in the Long Neck Sewer District, which is now $3,078, which we charge to recover costs for treatment and transmission. So that is one upfront cost that would be involved. But pardon me? The property owner, or I'm not sure. I couldn't explain how your relationship is there with your landowner. But
depends on the contract.
It's either you or or the property owner would be responsible for running the collection lines, which would hook up to the lateral that would be provided by the developer.
Is there anyone else here from the public, Mr. Kramer?
Mm-mm. Got another one back there.
Do you live in this development?
I think you have somebody else in
there. When did you move down there?
My name is Dan Kramer. I want just to clarify, you guys are sitting up there not giving her information and not him information. I want you guys to clarify something. Wait a minute. That lady back there owns that place. Now, how much is it going to cost her, number one, to get that lateral in there? Number two, how much is it going to cost him to get the lateral in? That information needs to be out there before they ever even think about it. Thank you.
The developer would pay to put the lateral to the property line, but I don't think the engineering department or any of us have an estimate as to what it would cost to run collection lines within her development. I don't have that information. Pardon me?
And when are you going to call them in?
No, they're just, at this point, we're just putting if the developer of that one place, what, Carilla, Carillon, or whatever, Square,
they would leave just a tap in. That's all. Doesn't cost anybody. That doesn't cost anybody anything, Dan.
At that point, it doesn't cost anybody. But if they didn't want to do it anyway,
then there would have to be. Then they'd have to figure out the cost, and then they decide whether they hook up or not.
Yeah.
They'd have to hire an engineer to be able to do that, to design.
That's what I want to make.
Ordinance 38, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Ron?
Well, we're not finished yet.
Yeah.
Someone else had their hand up back there.
Back here.
Oh, sir. Tran Norwood.
What's the request that an engineer comes in? The owner?
Yeah, the owners would have to.
Whoever wants to pay.
Owner of the property.
My name is Tran Norwood. I live at the intersection of Routes 5 and 24. I didn't realize that other people had the problem of not getting hooked into your sewer when you created a district. Maybe one of you guys can tell me. I think it was around 95 that I was put in the district, and I'd request it not to be put in the district because I found out a day before that there was never any intention of providing me pipe unless I wanted to do it myself. Looking back, I had a neighbor that had sent a letter, or was sent a letter by the county here, I guess. I didn't realize, and maybe someone can tell me, because I really don't know, in 95, what was the impact charge or connection charge? Today it's $3,078. The way I'm looking at that, because I was just told that they will bring a pipe to me, which is a plus in a sense, but I guess if I'd known it back in 95, I would have probably paid the connection fee back then if I'm going to have to pay $6,000+ today. And I sort of thought that this piping would be in some sort of time frame. I think I've waited quite a while for it. And to hear you guys talk, that it's up to Korean Square possibly to never put it in, or if they phase it in or something, that disturbs me a little bit. I can understand Mrs. English's point on, you know, having to foot all of that. It seems to me as if, you know, the districts are created for those that want to come here, not for the ones that are here, or very little consideration for those people. I think I'm safe in saying that most of our people are retirees, which I do see a burden there. And I know expansion is coming, things like that, but is there a way that someone can put a time frame on when this pipe would be done, at least on...
Exactly.
And I'm not saying tomorrow, or address, is there a way that I can pay the old impact fee because I'm outside the existing district? I don't think I should be penalized for new...
Well, let me just ask this. I got a question. You brought it up. If that square doesn't hook up and doesn't do anything for 5 years, the impact fee could, it's $3,000 today, it could be $8,000, it could be whatever.
Well,
so they're again held hostage at the mercy of a developer. We need to put a time frame so these people just don't sit there and wait for the outsider to come in and provide the service that they need.
Once we hear everybody, George, why don't we get Rob and Russell back up, and then we can ask some of those questions.
This issue's been out there for years, and nobody's addressed it. I'd love to see you do something.
Sir, you have not been paying any county sewer bills.
I've not had any bills at all. But okay. Again, had I known that I was going to get hit like this, I may have chose to go ahead and do that. I wasn't aware that.
Well, if that would have been the case, then you would have paid a front foot assessment starting 1995, and or when if that I think that was a year long neck started. I'm not.
I was in phase two. I was in phase two of the long neck. I guess it was an addition for the ponds.
Well, whenever that point was where you were able to be served, then you would start paying a front foot assessment. And right now the rate's $3.99 a front foot. So
back, I mean, that has, again, I'm just, okay, I see what you're saying with the $3.99.
This is sort of a recovery type fee also.
I guess what I'm looking at is the connection fee in general. It's the, right. I don't have a real problem with the $3.99. I've got a problem with the $3,078 per unit.
Well,
back in 95, it was probably, what, about 1,500?
I don't think that initially, did we?
Mike was saying maybe around that number.
So your property is not in this proposed
Trey,
annexation.
Point it out. Just point your property out.
Up top, can you?
For Rob?
I'm right on the corner there.
That white.
Yeah, he's not in the proposed annexation. His question relates to, had he known about the cheaper fee or the fact that the fee would go up over the years, he might have opted to pay sooner.
I take it. I mean, if you look at the math, I think it would have been easier to have done that.
He's surrounded. But
so your question is really not in opposition one way or the other on the annexation.
I guess, you know, my question, I've almost learned to quit asking questions in reference to sewer. I've also got a lot in Warwick Park that you're not serving by the last leg. I mean, so everywhere I go with sewer, where you guys go with sewer, it seems I'm the odd man out.
Okay,
for whatever reason.
I think your council understands your comments.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can you state your name again for the record?
Tran Norwood.
Tran Norwood, T-R-A-N.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else from the public who has wishes to say something?
5 and 24, he led the intersection.
Who would like to make the response to the various questions raised? Mr. Davis?
You're shotgun.
I'll do it first, and then Russell afterwards. I think Russ can probably comment on that previous expansion and so forth. Mr. Davis asked if an earlier crossing of sewer could be made under Route 24 to serve Timber Acres. Once Ms. English was annexed into the Long Neck Sewer District, she could have the option of crossing under Route 24 and connecting to the main on that side. I think we would allow that. There's, you know, capacity's been allocated and all for that type of thing. That crossing would be probably very expensive.
Does that go under the road or does it tear it up?
It's actually a bore, jack and bore under the road.
Put a casing
underneath. We've heard
that'd be at least 30 or 40 grand to do that.
But that's not
a we heard a price on a nearby crossing that approached 100,000.
That's not a request that's now being made, I don't think, by the applicant.
No, I don't
but
think
But that would
is.
Speed the
that
system
is not being
up.
Made by the applicant.
If they can afford
it'd
it.
Be a lot cheaper if we just put a time frame on when we approve these expansions. Do we have the ability to do that even? That's what I'd like to know.
Can you answer that question?
That was kind of a
and
question, too.
I think
too.
Tran led up to the same thing. Is there?
If you be quiet, George, he'll tell you.
That was kind of a question, too, from Mr. Davis. We can't compel connection to the sewer system if a parcel is not served. Once sewer service gets to a parcel by extending a pipeline to the property line, a lateral is installed, then connection can be required, and usually it's required within the first year after sewer service is available to the parcel. And sewer service can be extended either by the developer or by Sussex County, or by the individual property owner.
Yeah,
but the developer's paying for that line, which will make it cheaper, or is it really no impact whether we do it or they do it?
It would be less.
Less.
Yeah. I just wanted to answer the question was specifically, can we compel them to put it in a certain time frame? We've never done that before. I guess it's really more a legal issue of whether we can or not. There's no wording in the state law that says we can put conditions on the extension of the sewer district that I know of. So,
but if we don't, Russell, you understand what is happening. It's happened not only here but in other places where people are held hostage to the new guy. So,
But Mr. Cole, it doesn't preclude somebody else from coming in the meantime and saying, I want to move ahead quicker or faster, and can I put that connection in? And we'll work with them. We just amend the
concept
plans.
But it gets
cost
prohibitive then.
Done.
I mean, the guy who benefits the most will be the first guy, which is, I guess, is it coming?
Yeah.
Could you show me how the sewer...
You know, our whole...
going to run down 24.
Yeah.
Right?
The whole concept, of course, is they come in, request annexation, and then we take maximum advantage of that request to give adjacent property owners service. That's the charge that we've kind of gotten from the council over through history to try to help existing homeowners at the, you know, from the developers who are benefiting from this service. And so, yeah, again, we've never had any control over their time frames. Typically, they're more anxious to get the sewer in, you know, and they're bugging us all the time for the approvals to begin with.
I have a question based on what I've heard of whether the landowner of Timber Acres understands adequately the financial consequences of her request. And I don't know what you would, I don't know what you would do to determine that sufficient to decide whether to proceed or to come back at a later time in a renewed type of hearing setting, maybe leaving the record open but deferring. What's your thought on that? I mean, we can't give her legal advice. She says that she has an attorney. Possibly she would need to consult with
us. Excuse me, Jim. Deferring it would probably be because George, you have some questions whether legally we can put a time limit on it.
I'd like to know.
Again, Russell and Rob can't answer that question. Jim's going to have to do some research. Maybe it would be proper to let Jim go ahead and do that and report back and leave a record open.
I think on the question of the timing, I think that's going to pretty much depend on what the code says we can do. If the code doesn't.
Timing-wise, the county council could defer until December 12th and still be within the 30-day requirement of posting.
Not posting. We could put it on next Tuesday.
That's a night meeting.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That'd make it lollygag around. That's cool.
But I think in the meantime, the lady who asked to be brought in needs to consult with her attorney to see that she fully understands and appreciates what she, you know, what's involved in her decision to ask for annexation.
Rob, if she doesn't ask...
If the Carillon Square develops and sewer service is then provided there and all this other these other people, the next RNG place wants it, and it goes buyer, at that point, does she have to hook up in her, at that property?
If she's in the sewer district and her property is served either by Sussex County or by the developer, as the developer goes by or extends sewer service, she is required to connect, and we require that.
So if it goes from that one orange block down to the, heading south to the other orange block, and it runs by her, and there's a connection there for that Timber Acres, within a year or something, she'd have to hook all those people up.
Once the property is served,
so we do require that.
Yes.
That's required by time frame. Okay, what we don't require is to get the guy at Carrillo Square to initiate it all. That can just go forever.
Yes. There's actually two separate kind of crossings, though. The Carillon Square is going to make a crossing, and then we'll require them to extend to her property. And then the Bayshore 2 and DMR Center is making the other crossing and is extending sewer to the south.
Right.
So if the developer at the lower end of this is keen to get sewer service, there could be some
movement
in the thing and assistance in getting the line to them.
Those are all ifs. I mean, those are just so vague.
Saying I don't think...
Then change the order. Then write up
all they do is, the developers love to get their land in these sewer districts so then they can, when they go to sell it again, it becomes more valuable because then they say, hey, it's in the sewer district. So if they're going to get enhanced value out of it, we ought to be making them run the lines.
But at the time that these...
So people like the Timber Acres
I understand with her requesting, George, I don't know if she understands what Jim brought up, is that the fact is she's committed once that line runs by. I mean, and the property
if
is
she's
committed
in the district.
By, and to do Ordinance 38 and all the other stuff
She has the ability possibly through her contracts with her tenants to pass cost on. So it may be because sewer service, from what most people tell me, nice to have, desirable. Depending on her contractual arrangements, it may not cost her a dime, but it may increase her property values.
I think we can talk about this all
right.
day long.
I
think we needed to, if you want, we can defer it till next week. And,
that'd be fine.
And,
yeah,
and
somebody
that's
needs
fine.
To make a motion if that's
I'll right. make a motion.
Yeah. Second.
Motion, Mr. Jones.
Have we closed the hearing on this?
No, we haven't closed the hearing. If you make a motion to continue the hearing, the record would remain open.
All right, we'll make the motion then to leave the record open and continue.
Next
continue here.
Until next
just
Tuesday
this
to make a decision. Is that correct?
Until next
legally.
Tuesday, yes.
And we'll try to get
legal
some
things again. Okay, so move.
Answers to these questions,
yes.
Like put the time frame on, stuff like that? Okay.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Cole to close the hearing but leave the record open.
We're not closing the hearing. We're continuing the hearing. Leaving the record open, and we'll take it up again at the
next
meeting of the council.
That is correct.
Gentlemen, you've heard the motion. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I believe yes.
Thank you. Hey, Rob. Rob.
Dagsboro, Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District, Village of Pepper Creek, annexation. Got it for 11 o'clock. We'll conduct the hearing in the same manner. It will be run by legal counsel, Mr. Griffin. And we will proceed.
You're lucky you're number two man, Bob.
This is a public hearing on the Dagsboro Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District Village of Pepper Creek annexation. We'll have a presentation by Mr. Ashman of the County Engineering Department. After that, we'll open the record to members of the public to see if you have any comments. Mr. Ashman, would you go ahead?
Good morning. We were here on October 24th to request to prepare and post notices for a district expansion for the balance of the parcel that's shown as hatched on your map and yellow hatched on the large map. That parcel is 42.19 acres. Part of it is already in the sanitary sewer district, and this request is just to add the rest of the parcel. It was posted on November the 14th, along with several locations in the existing district. It was also noticed as Pale East in the Wave on November the 15th. The parcel is proposed to develop as Village on Pepper Creek, 87 single-family dwellings. The area requesting annexation is contiguous to the existing district, with part of it in the district. And to this date, we have not received any calls or letters in opposition.
Any questions of Mr. Ashman by members of council? Okay, let's see if there's any comment from the public. Is anyone here from the public who has any question, concern, or opposition to this request to annex the balance of the Village of Pepper Creek into the Dagsboro-Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District? Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. We will close the public hearing. Give a resolution or motion. Resolution to extend the boundary of the Dagsboro-Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District to include the lands of Dagsboro Properties, LLC, Situate, lying west of Main Street and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the motion for Dagsboro-Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District, Village of Pepper Creek annexation. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes. Do you want to come back after lunch for engineering or go with the 10:30 deal?
Keep moving. We still got a little time.
Okay. Mr.
Marchant? Mr. Izu.
No.
Yeah, you got it. 10:25, Mike. He's back here about an hour ago. Yeah, you could have gone and done some work, huh? Or something.
They want to.
Yeah, you could have gone and done lunch.
That's right.
Tom's in lunch.
They are starting the lunch.
Tell them to start.
I told them to start.
Will this take long?
No.
Read a motion.
You tell them to start.
Read your motion.
I do think I need to give you a 30-second thumbnail of the situation before I pass the motion. If you recall, several years ago, we contracted with Cave Associates to perform plan review services for new subdivisions that are submitted to the engineering department with plans are associated with review and approval. About a year and a half ago, I came in with a contract amendment with Cave Associates, who was selected to do the work at that time, and we increased the fees. Basically, the directive I got from that the council at that time is, okay, the contract, this new contract will expire in December of 2006. I want you to come back with an alternative at that point. In other words, go through a consultant selection procedure and review whether there's other firms out there to do the work. We convened a consultant selection team last month. We put an RFP out on the street. We received proposals from seven different firms, all excellent firms. We whittled the seven as submitted down to three. The three that we took the closest look at were JMT, Pannoni Associates, and Cave Associates, who is the current firm doing the work. Any one of the three would be excellent. They would fit in very well to do the work. However, the Director of Public Works, Tom Baker, is here with us today. He's actually the point guy as far as dealing with the review agencies. He felt like his work with Cave was going very well. He has a staff that is trained, and a contract with Cave Associates would be seamless as far as when January 1 rolls around. He would be able to continue to work with them. Also, as part of their submittal, Cave Associates agreed to maintain their current rate structure for a 3-year period. So based upon that, we feel like our recommendation would be that we select Cave. The selection was set up for a 5-year period. It would be my recommendation that we select Cave for a 5-year period. However, we would extend the current contract for 3 years where they would maintain their current rates, and I would come back in 3 years with a new contract. So that would be my motion that I would like to make.
All right.
Tell me, you got a motion? Or
yeah, I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Jones.
Second
by Mr. Dukes to extend the contract with Cave Associates for the period specified by Mr. Izzo. Questions? Let the record show Mr. Colwood out of the room briefly. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.